Blog Talk Radio.
Time it is. It's 9 p.m. and it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for V's After Dark, where everyone comes. I'm your host, Miss V the Toy Lady. If this is your first time listening, you're in for a sexual freaky good time. This show is brought to you by V's After Dark Pleasure Products, your one-stop shopping for everything that's pleasurable. Check us out on the web at thetoylady.com. That's thetoylady.com. Wow, I know you guys are saying this bitch is dead already, but, you know, having one of those days, but I'll be okay. Whew, I got to talk about this week's topic, being in a relationship without a commitment. If anybody's ever been in a relationship without a commitment, you know, let me know, because I want to hear this one. This is kind of deep. And if time permits, you know, as usual, we're going to be doing Ask Miss V. You know, that's when you can ask me anything from sex, toys, hygiene, etc. And you can send your questions to askmissv@thetoylady.com. That's askmsv@thetoylady.com. Well, you know, I've got the beautiful and the sexy adult film star and urban model, Callie Dreams, coming on. And she's going to be answering a few of my questions. And, you know, like everyone else, I'm taking her to the V-Spot. And if you've never known, listen to this show, and you don't know what that V-Spot is, that is the one place where I just get completely uncensored and unbarred, and the questions just come on. I never know what the hell is going to come back. And, you know, once we go to the V-Spot, we really don't come back from it. But before I talk to Callie, you know, I got to talk about tonight's topic. Have you ever been in a relationship that did not have a commitment? But before I get to it, you know, if you want to keep on top of everything that's going on with me, you can follow me on Twitter at Miss V the Toy Lady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. Or like the Facebook page, V's After Dark Pleasure Products. Also, you could friend us on one of those pages. I can't remember. There's three pages out there right now. One of them you can actually become a friend on. Two of them you get to like us. And as in every week, I'll be doing that live toy demo at the end of the show with this week's product, the Vibe Love Handle G-Spot Massager. And as usual, that's on the homepage of thetoylady.com, and it's available for $60. This toy you guys are going to like listening to because it's a G-spot, like a different type of handle. But, you know, remember, you can always call in to 646-716-8041 and just chill and listen to us. But relationship without a commitment. You guys know that when I got these questions, y'all know where I go, askmen.com. Well, Ask Men really threw me for a loop this week because they tell men, and they call, this is from some, I guess this guy writes the article, he's called a player, and he's a pickup specialist. But this article was titled, Keep the Heat Without the Commitment. And he gave some ways how to do this. And one of the things he said, keep the heat without he was like, separate passion and intimacy. You know, and I'm like, oh, my God, this guy is kind of deep. You know, he kind of fucking pissed me off, too. Because before I get into what he said, you know, which basically, player, I ain't feeling you with this shit this week. Keep the heat without the commitment. some people want commitment, but if you're in a commitment, if you're in a non-committed relationship, I'm going to give you, they said, how to deal. This came from WikiHow. Oh, yeah, I did some research this week. I done been to WikiHow and Futurescopes.com and AskMen.com. So this week, you know, wanted to get kind of deep into it, you know, and, you know, this one is how to deal with a non-committed relationship. And it's, this is from WikiHow, and it's like you're looking for a commitment. They are content to floating alone. And these are the steps. And this one I agree with is like, determine what you truly want out of life outside of the relationship. Big thing, you know. And I say this is one of those where I guess a lot of us have to really look at what do we really want. Decide how big of an impact the relationship has on your future plans. Definitely. But that's something else. Respect yourself enough to pursue your ultimate goal in life without allowing it to be defined by the status of a relationship. Well, for those of you who don't know, that's what you have to do. And determine what your goal is in the relationship. And decide how the current relationship fits into that goal. Discuss with your partner what you want, what you expect, and what your end goals are. Be open and honest about it to avoid any hurt feelings or false expectations. Respect yourself and your partner enough to move on if the relationship shows no sign of improvement. Number 7 is the big one. Respect yourself and your partner enough to move on if the relationship shows no signs of improvement. Non-committed relationships, for whatever reason, nowadays, that's the thing, you know, people call them friends with benefits. They call them a whole lot of things. But at the end of the day, it's bullshit. A non-committed relationship. I'm going to tell you guys, and I'm going to come out, and I'm going to call it like it fucking is. And ladies, y'all could just blow me up if you want to. Any woman who says that she doesn't want a commitment and she's okay with friends with benefits, 9 times out of 10, she's a fucking liar. And men, if you don't want the fucking commitment, don't get into it with somebody who tells you up front that they want one. The worst thing you could do is hurt a woman by not being truthful. And women, this goes for men also. There are men who want committed relationships. If you motherfuckers out here don't want a commitment and can't fucking show that you want one and you got one, and don't respect what the fuck you have, then you have a problem. I'm going to call it the way it is, and I'm not going to hold back. I'm going to shoot straight from the fucking hip on this one. Non-committed relationships. As women, we allow these motherfuckers out here to do what they want, thinking that we can change them, thinking that it will get better, thinking that if we just do one more little thing, that it will go on. It's bullshit. And for you motherfuckers out here who are doing this to women, you're full of shit. Because when a woman reacts, she's a bitch. When a person reacts because you don't do what you promised to do, then all of a sudden that person is wrong. This shit has to stop. This is 2013. And if motherfuckers don't know how to open up their mouth and be truthful about shit, it's going to be a lot of things hurt. And a lot of people hurt. And I really want to know what you guys think about this non-commitment in relationships, because I see every day more and more motherfuckers are out here just not committing and saying those famous 3 words, I love you. What the fuck is love if you don't show a person that you love them? Seriously, people. If you don't fucking really mean what come out your mouth and you don't know how to show it, then don't fucking say it. Because at the end of the day, it's some bullshit. It's straight up fucking bullshit, and nobody wants to hear those words from somebody who is fucking cold as a damn ice tray. That's keeping that shit real. And, you know, the player on how to fucking keep this shit going, I'm not even going to get into your shit. I'm not going to give you the satisfaction of even going on how to keep a relationship hot without commitment. Because anybody who has to look on how to not be committed and how to not be attached to a person is a fucking asshole. And I'm saying that to the ladies and to the guys. It's bullshit. Learn what you want. And don't leave nobody alone. The worst thing you could do is leave a person alone, because when that person gets hurt and that person gets tired of that shit, they're fucking going to call your bluff. And when they sit there and they call it and they follow through on it, rest assured, I don't care if you've been with that person 5 minutes, 5 seconds, 5 days, 5 months, 5 years, five anything. When they're tired, they're going to explode and they're going to react. And it's a lot of guys out here who make songs about when a woman's scorned and how you don't want her to be scorned. Well, guess what? Maybe you motherfuckers need to go listen to some of these songs. Maybe y'all need to go talk to some of y'all boys. Maybe y'all need to go listen to a real man. And yeah, I'm saying fucking real man. Go out there and talk to somebody who's been through the shit, who done lost it. It's plenty of men who done lost good women and plenty of women who done lost good men all because they don't know how to fucking open their mouth, all because they want to sit there and think that that person is going to be there. Well, as long as you think a person is going to be there and that person allows you to treat them the way they are, then everybody gets what they want and how they're going to get it. But guess what? At the end of the day, shit has to stop, and somebody has to come through and say, hey, we're not going to deal with this. This is a deep topic. You know, I had to put it out there because people just need to know. But I got to get out of it because it's a fucked up ass topic. But people need to hear it, because when you with someone and all you do is fuck them, that's not love. You know, I don't give a fuck how good the sex is. That commitment has to be there. And when a person tells you they want a commitment, if you really don't want that fucking commitment and you can't show it because you too fucking trifling to see what the hell you got in front of you, or you at the point where you feel that you got a fucking excuse for everything and you think that person's going to fall for that excuse, guess what? Then you get to deal with it. And for anybody who's listening who say, yeah, I'm a bitter female, I'm not fucking bitter. I'm keeping this shit real. Because this is the one thing that people don't like to talk about. Everybody wants to talk about how great everything is and how when shit is going right. But nobody talks about when the shit don't go right. You know, and you damn sure don't expect to hear it on the radio when somebody said the shit just ain't right. Well, guess what, motherfuckers? It's the real thing. You know, I'm Miss V the Toy Lady. I've been around for a long fucking time. But I could tell you one thing. I'm going to keep it real with you. I'm going to keep it 100. I don't walk around talking about I got you. And I'm cool with that. Because you know what? I got you is bullshit. At the end of the day, who the fuck has who? You know, when motherfuckers say that they your goddamn rock, motherfuckers learn what the fuck a rock is before you open up your mouth and say some shit like that. When you see somebody fucking somebody over, don't talk about how they fucking that person over. Make sure you're the motherfucker who don't fuck them over. Make sure that you're the one who, when they sit there and they say, that's my best friend, they really can say it and look themselves in the eye. Guys and ladies, if you want to be the one who is the one that's talked about and called how they ain't shit, keep doing the dumb shit that you're doing. Because I'm telling you, a 20-year-old wants love just as bad as a 50 or 60-year-old. And for any of you motherfuckers think that this shit is bullshit, or that because it's 2013, it's free love and all that, I don't know where the fuck y'all get this shit from. And ladies, y'all letting these motherfuckers do it, period. And it's got to stop. Because it's too many bitches out here talking about, I want a good man, I want a good man. Too many motherfuckers out here saying, I want a good woman. Well, guess what? When y'all get a good man and when y'all get a good woman, y'all don't even fucking see this shit and y'all fuck it up. And then you want to talk about how that motherfucker ain't shit and how this bitch ain't this and how she ain't that, how he ain't that. At the end of the day, take a fucking look in the mirror, because you're the one who ain't shit. You're the one who caused the shit that you're going through. You know, you can't sit there and use a person day in and day out and expect them not to fucking react to you. Oh, yeah, I'm tired of watching this shit go on. It happens day in and day out, you know, and then I get motherfuckers asking me, what did I do? Famous words, what did I do? How did I cause this shit? Guess what? A lot of times you ain't the one who caused this shit. You just the one who reacting to it. And when you fucking react to shit, motherfuckers don't like it. And it's hard as hell when people don't like when you fucking react. Because when you promote, when you react to the shit, then, you know, it's hard as hell. And then you a asshole, then you a bitch, then you this, then you that. Shit happens. That's all I can say. Shit happens. You know, I'm trying to try my best not to harp on this, but I want people to know, if you're listening to this fucking show, wake the fuck up. Non-committed relationships, and, you know, people like to play on assman.com. I'm going to tell you like this, dude, it's a lot of people out here who want commitments. And for you people, and I'm going to say for you dudes who've got to find a way to not be in a committed relationship, you're a sick-ass bastard. Why don't you just tell a female, you don't want to be in a fucking relationship. You don't know how to be in a relationship. Fucking say what the fuck you mean. Because you motherfuckers don't never say what y'all mean. Y'all say what y'all thinks might want to hear. And that's where you fuck up at the end of the day. Who gives a fuck what somebody wants to hear? Say the right goddamn thing. People will move the fuck on. But let them make the choice. And this is where y'all have y'all problems. When people say, you know, I always go back to, you guys know I love Sex and the City. And one of the things I could say when you watch that series, look at those characters. Each one of those characters say how they want something. Charlotte is very upfront that she wants a fucking relationship. And she's that chick that everybody needs to look at. She wants the fucking relationship. She wants to be married. And she comes on and says, this is what I want. And if you can't give it to me, then I'm going to move on. Well, guess what? If you motherfuckers don't start realizing she's not just a fictional character, she reflects what a whole lot of women think. Samantha is another person who reflects what some women think. She's not the epitome of all women. And if you look at it, as time went on, she got into a relationship. She wasn't just out there hoeing around. Each one of those women in that show got a relationship and wanted one. Charlotte was more out front with it. She came and said, I wanted it. Fucking the redhead chick Miranda, you know, wanted to focus on her career. But she wanted a relationship. You know, the main character, Carrie, she did shit. You know, but she was always, why am I choosing the wrong guy? Well, guess what? I done came to the realization, motherfuckers, I want to be like Charlotte. I want to tell the motherfucker this is what I want. And if you guys can't handle it, step. At the end of the day, start stepping. You know, it's hard as hell to fucking tell a person to step. And sometimes you don't want to tell a person to step because you don't know their situation. But you know what? Sometimes for the betterment of the individual, you got to say step the fuck on and move the fuck on. And you know what? I'm going to be a bitter bitch about this shit, and I'll be called that bitter bitch, and you motherfuckers can say I'm a bitter bitch. I'm entitled to be a bitter bitch every now and then. You know, that's why I'm Miss V the Toy Lady, because I keep everything fucking real. I shoot it from the hip, and I call it like it is, and sometimes I call out shit that you don't want to hear. You know, I done talked about tacky bitches and what they wear, motherfuckers with their damn pants sagging who don't know that shit is fucking from prison. You got motherfucking 40-year-old men out here who think they goddamn rappers who ain't making a motherfucking dime. You know, come on, people. Sometimes if you got a woman who make more fucking money than you and she okay making more money than you, but your ass is too motherfucking senile and fucking jealous to see that you got a woman who's sticking by your ass because she don't give a fuck about the money just as long as you're doing the right thing and you still being an asshole, you don't want a fucking committed relationship. If you want to fucking use somebody, go use a goddamn fire hydrant and piss on it like every other dog like that. But goddamn sure, deal with what happens to you. You know, I'm in a rare form tonight, but I still got to pay some bills. And I want you guys to remember I will be in Atlanta in a few weeks. And no, I won't be raining like this because I will be all my sexiness and all my happiness. But I'm going to take a little break and I'll be back. I will be back in a few.
Atlanta, are you ready to learn the art of foreplay? Sunday, September 15th, for one day only, Miss V, the Toy Lady, will be at the Courtyard Hotel, downtown Atlanta, to teach you the art of foreplay without sex. Each attendee will receive a free gift and a chance to win a one-day VIP pass to Exotica in Edison, New Jersey, October 4th through the 6th. Tickets are available at thetoylady.com/events. That's thetoylady.com. Space is limited to 50 people, so reserve your spot today.
Everybody get up.
Thank you.
I think Blurred Lines was a good song for the night. Non-commitment and blurred fucking lines. Yep, that's what we're at in non-committed relationships. But tonight, you know, I got the, oh my God, sexy ass Kelly Dreams coming on. And believe me, I'm going to have so much fun with her. You know, she'll be coming on in a few minutes. And, you know, I'm going to sit back and I'm just going to have some girl talk with her. You know, we're going to talk about tonight's topic, but we're not going to, like, really focus hard on it. But remember, the chat room is open. Yes, I have the chat room open. Remember, you guys, I'm going to be in Atlanta for one day only, the 15th of September. I will be conducting two seminars. Oh, I'm so excited. For those of you who've never been to one of my seminars, you could go to YouTube and you have to see these seminars. It's The Real Deal V on YouTube. That is my YouTube page. And if you've never seen, that's a blurb from my seminar that I did a year ago in Chicago. And I love doing my seminars. And they caught me off guard by filming that one. So it's one of those things where I wasn't anticipating that seminar being filmed, and they really caught me off guard with it. But I had fun doing it, and, you know, now I'm actually doing my seminar series. So I'm going to be traveling. I'm going to be, like, all over the fucking country with you guys. I'm going to be in Atlanta, Detroit. I'm going to be here. You know, I'm not, you know, if you think I'm kicking home to the curb, you're dead wrong. You know, I'm not starting out here. This is home base, but I'm not starting here. But I will be here hopefully before the end of the year, you know. I got to give a shout out to my publicist at Diamond Hits PR. You know, she has, like, done some fabulous work in the past few weeks. I don't know if she's listening, but, you know, I'm not going to say her name, but, you know, girl, you are doing it. I'm just, like, loving you right now. You know, I'm going to have fun with her, you know, just, like, I'm just loving it, and I'm so excited about this seminar series. I'm so excited. You know, I get a chance to come out, see you guys. And for anybody who's looked at the price of the seminar and you're like, oh, that's too fucking much, seriously, it's only $25. Every single seminar, you're walking out with a fucking gift. You're walking out with knowledge and a gift. And you cannot put a price on it, especially for people who, this is your one chance where you get a chance to be in an open forum. I'll be answering your questions, and I'm going to be there. You know, you don't have to worry about trying to wake up on a Tuesday night, because depending on what time zone you're in, that's just not convenient. 9 to 11 p.m., that's prime time, baby. You know, the kids are supposed to be being put down for bed, be it for school the next day or preschool or whatever. This is supposed to be your time. You know, this is where you get a chance, because just so you guys know, children under the age of 21, really under the age of 18, I won't say 21, but under the age of 18, they can't come. So you got to find a babysitter, because I'm uncensored and unfiltered. And this is a adult-only event, which means that if you have your baby with you, I'm turning your ass away. Yep, I'm not going to sit here and have babies up in there for one. What I say in front of my children, I'm not going to say in front of yours. I'm my children's parent. But the beauty about all this is that I got Kelly Dreams coming in. And for everybody that's online, if this is your first time ever listening to the show, if you have a question, remember you can always hit 1 on your keyboard, and that will put you in the queue to talk to me. But if you just want to sit back and listen and relax, I'm cool with that also. You know, but while we're waiting on Kelly to come on, you know, we got a few things going on. You know, talk about this non-committed relationship thing. I'm loving this new toy. For those of you who don't know about the Evolved brand, I love Evolved. Evolved, if y'all listening, I want some more toys. I'm loving these bitches. The Evolved brand is one of the most, since I've been using their toys, I've got, this is like the second one, like, I'm in love with. Their toys are a little bit more on the high end, but, oh my God. Oh, and for those of you who are wondering, I got another announcement coming up in a few weeks, but it's like, I can't say it until we get everything locked down, but definitely, oh my God. So for those of you who are, like, listening, because I know, remember, you can listen to the show and not be in there, but remember, you can go into the chat room. It doesn't cost anything, you know, but if you just want to sit back and listen to the show, or let's say you're getting ready to leave your house and you want to ride alone, call in to 646-716-8041. Remember, I know about, I am a little tech savvy. So for those of you like in your car, guess what? I know that you can pull up Blog Talk Radio on your phone. Plug that bitch into your MP3 player setting, that outlet line. Listen to me online. If you're like me, I carry a tablet with me, so I know that I can get onto this shit. And also, you know, for those of you who want to hear old shows, you don't even have to go through all that. You know how you got to go blogtalkradio.com/MissVTheToyLady. You ain't even got to go through all that. You can go to thetoylady.com. On the homepage is the player for Blog Talk Radio. So for my old shows, for my archive shows, the most recent show is always up there, along with other past shows. And you go through and you can listen, and you can click from there, and it will take you straight to my site on Blog Talk. So you've got all these different ways to listen to me. And we're going to have so much fun, you know. I always tell people, nothing is more exciting than being able to say I get to see people. And like I said, I'm excited because I'm going to be at Exotica. Oh, my God. Exotica, October. You know, I know y'all say this bitch done went from serious asshole to crazy ass bitch in 3.5 seconds. You know what? It's not about that. It's that I think everything is serious. And I just want everybody to know, you know, I'm loving it. I love that I'm going to be at Exotica, you know. I'm like, boom, and I've got a 415 calling in. You know what? I'm going to take this, and I bet this is who I think it is. So let me take this call. Hello, you're on the air with Miss V.
Hello, this is Callie.
What's up? What's up, Callie? How you doing, sweetie? You done heard all my nonsense already? Well, I'm glad to have you on the show tonight.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Thank you.
It sounds like you got me on speakerphone. You got everybody listening in on my conversation.
No, it's just me.
Oh, because I was going to say, you know, you got everybody eavesdropping in the background on me and everything. Well, tell me.
I'm at the house.
Well, tell everybody about yourself.
Well, I'm Callie Dreams. I'm from Oakland, California. I stepped on the scene in 2007. By 2008, I was signed to Evasive. You know, I was in the game for probably about a year and a half before I took a break. I took a break in 2010 up until late 2012. And during that break, you know, I just wanted to learn the business aspects of the industry versus just being a talent, you know, and just really getting the background of what I was really doing so I could really understand the game and get the money that I deserve. Because, you know, a lot of the talent, female talent, male talent, especially black talent, don't know the real business aspects of the porn industry. So,
that's what's up. And being from Oakland, I know a little about Oaktown. I used to live out there myself, but you know,
okay,
being from Oakland, that's a big difference, you know, because a lot of people are from Porn Valley, or you got the people from the East Coast who, you know, are more so from the New York area. So,
right,
how the hell does a girl from Oakland, I mean, straight up, I don't know if you're from the hood, but see, I know about Oakland. I know about Oakland Hills. I know about the hood of Oakland. So, how does a girl from Oakland,
right,
which, for those of y'all who don't know about Oakland, that's another roughneck area. I ain't going to lie to you.
Yeah.
I lived there for a few years, and depending on where you went at, which, how the hell you get a Mormon tabernacle there also, I still don't understand, but I'll get into that shit later. You know, the whole aspect of that area, that's a weird area. But how does a girl from Oakland, you know, all places, Oakland, and you wasn't down in Porn Valley, so it ain't like you was around all that shit. How does a girl from Oakland, because like I said, I know that area, it's not really known for the adult industry, is it?
It's not. No, it's not. Oakland, well, see, you know, actually, I was doing real estate, and I had a friend, she was dancing, and a director approached her in the club and gave her a card. So
Dancing in a club, motherfuckers with cars. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, you know, so shit. You know, we was curious, you know. Little young ladies, we was curious. So one day we, you know, called, and it was an agent, and they flew us down to L.A., and, you know, the rest was history. They put us on, and shoot, we've been shooting ever since.
Yeah, because like I said, that's, you know, a really so, I know that area, and it's been, damn, wow. It's,
well,
I
you know, like.
Now I'm having a flashback here, because I'm like, damn, it's been almost 25 years since I've been in Oakland. But I still know from
man,
living
to get to the town.
You know what? Me and Kelly ain't liking each other. We didn't have a good time when we was out there. I was too busy working, you know. For all my listeners, I know y'all saying, okay, the bitch was in Oakland. Yes, I actually wasn't in Oakland. I was still in the military, you guys. So I was out there doing the wifey thing and having children and serving my
country. Okay, you was living a square life.
Well, I guess you could call it square. You know, I was doing my thing. I wasn't doing shit like this, but I mean, I was.
Right, yeah, that's what I mean, you know.
You know, but I got a chance to go to the clubs, I mean, because my girlfriends who were civilians at the time, because I was active duty, you know, since you don't have a lot of military girlfriends when you there, you either got civilian girlfriends who are getting close to you because their husband's out on a ship or whatever, but,
right.
You know, but
that's
when I found out what a hoe was.
Being in Oakland.
Everybody. I didn't know that people were married. I really didn't know that people in the military fucked around like that until I saw these bitches busy with guys. It was, like, so funny.
It goes down.
But my husband was there, so I didn't, you know, when you there with your husband and, you know, he's like, babe, go on out. Go hang with the girls. And you go hang with the girls and you see some shit. Oh, I saw some shit. That was like, damn.
Yeah.
And then. And then they took me to a strip club. I had never been to a strip club. And I was like men with their dicks and shit. And strippers in Oakland, at least back then, are different from the strippers in Michigan because them motherfuckers was kind of wild for the guys, you know. And I was.
Yeah, you know, Oakland, you know, our strip club scene is completely different than anywhere because our strip club scene is only after hours. And it's only on weekends.
And
so,
see. Every place else in the company, you could go to a strip club, like at 8, 9 o'clock in the evening or 2 in the afternoon, you know.
Yeah, no.
So
yeah.
When they took me to the
strip
club.
These are
like
secret locations. You won't even know if you pass by there during the daytime. It's like, yeah, really discreet places.
Yeah, so that was different for me. But, wow, you know, being from the Bay Area, I just had some flashbacks. San Quentin, I love my shopping
out there. Yeah, I love there. It. No place like the Bay.
I did a lot of shopping out there. I found every single mall, I mean. But, see, where you was in Oakland, I was in Novato. So it was, you know, really outside of the, I was in the Bay Area, but, you know.
Oh, wow, yeah, you was in, yep.
Yeah, I was out there with the folks with the money, you know, so when...
Yeah, you
when,
was up there on the north end.
Yeah, I'm driving around with folks, and I actually kind of fit in, you know, but it worked out good. But tell me about, I mean, you got so much going on. I'm still looking at your bio, and it's like, you know, you're signed with So Sincere Entertainment. What made you go with them? I mean, because I've been getting a lot of their talent lately on my show, and, you know, it's always, like, interesting because you're, like, the first West Coast person that I've talked to who signed with them. And, I mean, not that that's unusual, but, you know,
right.
A lot of people are going to So Sincere. What's up with that?
Well, you know what? So Sincere is the truth. Like, I've been in this industry for a couple of years, and I've had a couple of different managers, and a lot of these dudes be like all talk. You know, I put you here, put you there, I get you in this, get you in that. It's just BS. You know, nobody is really doing shit. You know, but So Sincere, he's doing his job. You know, he's earning his check for real. You know, everything that he says he's going to do, he does. And that's just the bottom line. So, you know, these other people can't compete with him. You know, like, I done dealt with so many different types of management. And I just sat back. Before I signed with him, I sat back and I watched his flow for about a couple of months. And I watch how he interacts online and the people that he interacts with. And I'm like, this dude is about business, you know, not, you know, no drama. Everybody on his team is getting money and drama-free. And everybody eating. We winning right now, you know, so why not? You know,
hey.
Why not be a part of a winning team? I'm a winner.
And this is an African-American company, you guys, you know. So for everybody who says that you've got bad – what would you call him? He's not really a promoter, right? He is...
No, he's not a promoter. He's a manager.
Okay,
he's
so...
He's a manager.
For all you fake-ass managers out there, and I'm talking about everybody all
right.
over the country, you know who you are. You are the brothers that I talked about, Broke Busted Brothers. You, for all y'all,
yeah.
This is an African-American company, and I say this because it's not many managers out there that you hear about. And like I said, I've been lucky. I've been getting a lot of his talent coming through my show lately. And I had to ask because,
right.
you know, when you sit there and you get someone from a company that continue to come in and you look at their bios and their bio says, my manager is So Sincere Entertainment. And you're like, well, what the fuck? You know, it makes you wonder what's going on, you know, because when you look at this bio, I look at everybody's bio and I'm like, what's going on? Why
right.
is everybody signing with this one company, you know, or what's
well, you
going
know
on?
What? Also, too, a lot of these fake-ass managements out here, they'll get one particular female on the crew and they'll only promote her and they'll only book her. There'll be one bitch getting booked. You know what I mean? And then there's a lot of companies. Y'all know who y'all are. You know what I'm saying? Only booking one female and have a cast full of bad bitches, you know, and everybody just, you know, on the label just to be there. You know what I'm saying? And it's just a trip. I done been part of that situation before, you know, and I refuse to be a part of that 2013. You know, it's too much money out here and it's too much to share. So... let's get it. And So Sincere is the truth. And another thing, he picky. He don't deal with everybody. He's not willing to manage everybody. And that's one thing I like about him. He is not thirsty. So that's what makes it even better.
Wow, that's
no
cool.
Thirst.
So being in the adult industry, and also
mm-hmm.
for everybody, she's not just Pinhole. She's also a model. So, you know, I want to put that out there. You know, she's not just a adult star. She also does urban modeling,
yeah.
You know.
I've been, you know, at the age of 16, I started modeling, actually. I was doing fashion shows, 15, 16, all the way up to 18, Rip the Runway in the Bay Area. I was doing a whole bunch of different type of, you know, amateur runway fashion and photos and all types of different commercial modeling. So, yeah, it's just a part of what I do.
And with
yeah.
this branding, because I noticed that, you know, what I like is, you know, because I get a chance to interview people in the adult industry, and I get a chance to interview some legends, and I get a chance to interview the newbies, you know. But my question is, you know, you got this website that's coming up. So what's going on with Cali Dreams? What is this going to be about?
Oh, man. Going to be a lot of good fucking and sucking on the Cali Dreams website that's coming soon. Right now, it's just a blog site, but it's being revamped. I have a lot of good new footage coming out, a lot of big male talent, a lot of good female talent coming to the scene, coming to the screen with me. And, I mean, I also have an instructional DVD coming out, or well, actually, it'll be on the site first before we put out a DVD. But it'll be for orgasmic oralists. It'll be for dick sucking. You know, for all the females that don't know how to deep throat, that have no clue, and that are scared to. You know, I have the instructional A B C D how to.
Yeah. And for those of you guys listening, you can go to her website right now, you know. Like she said, it's a blog. But
right now.
You know,
cool.
Yeah,
right
but the
now.
Whole thing, I want y'all to know this because, see, a lot of bitches and, you know, y'all know I keep it real, so I'm not getting ready to be politically correct. I did not start tonight politically correct, and I'm not ending it politically correct. But all you bitches out here, and some of y'all know who I'm talking about because I done dealt with your fake asses. I got my website. It has been coming soon for 5 motherfucking years. She's the real deal. I done seen bitches. You click on their website, coming soon. Coming soon. Well, bitch, you ain't got
a lot of fugazi hoes in this shit. Everybody coming soon, but ain't nobody came yet. And I just don't get it. I thought we was fucking. I don't know what the problem is. But, hey, we turned up over here, and we get money.
So, y'all check it out. Ain't no coming soon. Her shit is up. Big difference. Coming soon, it's up. Coming soon, up.
Now.
Bitch, if your stuff is still coming soon and you supposed to be in the industry damn near 10 years and you still coming soon, you might as well quit trying to come and get you a fucking dildo because apparently it ain't coming. And, yeah, I'm a bitter bitch about some of these bitches out here. And like I said, if they listen to my show, I dare one of them to call in. I'm in rare form tonight. Bitch, if you want those people I'm talking about and me and you done dealt with each other or you done dealt with somebody that's dealt with me where you done tried to fuck me over with your coming soon shit, call in, because I'll call you out. Be a bold
call
bitch,
in,
call
she
my
ready.
Show tonight.
Turned up right now.
Be a bold bitch, call my show tonight, because I'm in rare motherfucking form tonight. I don't normally call people out, and I'm not going to call you out by name, because I won't give you that publicity on my fucking show. But if you're a brave bitch, and you know who I'm talking about, and you've had to deal with
Turn
me
up.
By not fucking promoting the fucking toys you was supposed to, but your so-called fucking manager said that you need to get paid, bitch, get a name, because you still coming soon.
Oh, fake managers? Oh, that fake manager bullshit. Oh, my God, it's like...
No, I wouldn't say manager. You called him a manager when you was really treating him like your motherfucking servant. I know what managers do, and I know what fucking assistants do. A motherfucker who goes shopping to Bath and Body Works for you is not a goddamn manager. That's a fucking damn assistant.
Period.
Big fucking difference.
Big difference.
Managers
know
don't go to Bath and Body Works.
Because I know my manager ain't going shopping for me, shit.
But, you know, like I said, so for the bitch who is still coming soon, go to her website because Callie's website is not coming soon. And she was probably. And
no, and you know what? My DVD, The Callie Dreams Experience, just got contracted to GameLink.com. is now hosting the Callie Dreams Experience DVD. That's my brand new DVD that the Callie Dreams production put out, produced, directed, you know, all in-house, and GameLink picked it up. It is now, right now today, on their new releases page. So for all y'all that's sleeping on the Callie Dreams Experience, for all y'all that's sleeping on Callie Dreams period. You need to wake your motherfucking game up. Straight up. Just wake it up. Just wake it up.
And for those of y'all who listen to the show, y'all know I don't interview. Y'all should already know I don't interview. I have conversations. If you want to hear a boring ass fucking interview, go to somebody else. I don't know. I'm serious. I keep trying to interview. It doesn't work. So for those of you who say she's interviewing, I call it an interview, but really it's a girl's talk. And when a guy come on, I have a guy's talk, you know, relationship talk. But speaking of relationship talk, I have a show topic every week. And I don't know if you got a chance to hear it, but it kind of set my fire. I done kind of calmed down from it. But what do you think about, and this pertains to men and women, who get into relationships but don't want to fucking commit? And when I say don't want to commit, I ain't talking about booty. I'm not talking about the friends with benefits. You know, that's totally different. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about motherfuckers who get in a relationship and just they hear the other person saying they want the commitment, and their idea of commitment is that that's the only person they fucking, even though they only fucking them once a month. They don't see them. They don't talk to them. They really don't know shit about this motherfucker, but they know, hey, I'm only fucking you. You only fucking me. We in a relationship.
I ain't no goddamn relationship. What the fuck is that?
But that's what I said.
I don't know, what is that?
Relationships. But when you
that
tell me
no relationship at all, that's some friends with benefits shit. Like, what the fuck?
That's not even fucking friends with benefits. That's why I keep trying to
that's
tell
you. That's not a relationship. That's somebody you just fucking, period. Shit. That's what that sound like. I mean, you know, look, everybody. Some people commit, some people don't. Like, you know if the nigga gonna commit to you when you first start fucking with him. You know if that bitch gonna commit to you when you first start fucking with her. Like, off top, you know who you dealing with. Like, yeah, you getting to know this person, but you know, you get you catch that vibe. Like, this bitch ain't gonna be about shit, or this nigga ain't gonna be about shit, but you go along with it any damn way, hoping and thinking that it's gonna be some other type of shit, and then it don't. So I just say, you know, hey, do what you do. Let it be what it is. Live life. Fuck with who you want to fuck with, however you want to fuck with them. But I just say, like, if the person you fucking with is not on your level, not trying to be on your level, not around the corner from your level, not two steps from your level, nowhere around your level, you need to dismiss the situation. School is over. I mean, ring the bell. What are we waiting on? You know what I'm saying? Keep moving. You know, I mean, what's the point of holding on to somebody that's not trying to do what you're trying to do on no kind of level? Like, what the fuck? Like, come on. There's too many people out here that want to fuck with somebody. There's too many people out here. So to waste your time on one peon that's not ready for the real get down, you know, shit, hey, do you want to go through that? That's on you. I just say that's your fucking fault for dealing with the situation. I don't have no pity for nobody. You know, because we all go through shit, but you deal with shit however you deal with shit. You want to go through this punk shit, fuck shit, go through it. You want to be a boss and walk away like you should? When you're not with a motherfucker that's giving you what the fuck you supposed to have or deserve or receive from that person, shit, hey, what can I say other than keep it moving? If you don't, you just deserve it and stick with it. But don't complain about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, hey, do your thing. That's it. But
now, y'all heard
me,
that from Cali Dream.
I just miss, nigga, period. I don't chase you. I replace your ass. Bottom line, you ain't on my team. This is my show. I run it. So if you not doing what I say, how I say, because I'm going to do what you say, how you want me to do it, when you want me to do it. So if you can't move to my beat, your ass got to go. And that's just the bottom line.
And see, I'm not the only bitch who feel that way. And there's bitches out here like this also. See, y'all thought that I was being a bitter bitch tonight, and I know y'all heard me earlier when I just went the fuck off on everybody, but I have to keep it real with you because, see, it's this website called AskMendis.com. I couldn't even give this. Normally, I give them big play on my show. I do love the website, AskMen.com. I love you guys. But this motherfucker, y'all writer, the player, talking about how to keep the heat without the commitment, I won't even give you the time on my show tonight because, in all actuality, and like I told everybody earlier, Callie, you know, 99% of women want a fucking relationship and they want a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a shit what a bitch say. You know, if a bitch walk up to you and I told them, I always use Sex and the City as my example, and everybody kind of laugh because they be like, we can't believe you watched that show. Well, Sex and the City is the real deal when you actually look at it for relationship problems.
Yep.
If you really look
it
at
is.
It, because you got Charlotte who comes down and tells these motherfuckers, I want a relationship, bitch, you know, and I'm going to get a relationship. You got Samantha who
yep.
wants a relationship, but she'll fuck everybody because she's in this, you know, I know that you're not going to commit, so let me fuck as many people as I can. You got Miranda
mm-hmm.
who is so fucking committed to her job that when she gets something good, she don't know what she got. And you got fucking Carrie who is like most of the bitches out here. Carrie is the typical woman. She's not the exception. She's the bitch who gets into a bad relationship. When the relationship is over, she goes through the emotions, and then you know what? She go right back to it, and she's the bitch who, just like a lot of us, continue to go back to that same motherfucker who broke her heart initially.
That same nigga. Oh, my God.
Over and over. She is typical. But anybody
yeah.
who says that we can't believe this bitch watching Sex in the City, you know what? I get a lot of my information from watching Sex in the City. I ain't going to lie to you because y'all might say them are four white women. No, those are four women, period. Because, see, color ain't got nothing
yeah.
to do with motherfuckers being trifling.
Yeah, look,
you know.
Like, people, some motherfuckers is just trifling, and they can't even help it. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people get into relationships just because they free in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? That nigga don't want to be in no relationship with nobody, but his homeboy in a relationship and got a woman. So he gonna go ahead and get him somebody, you know what I mean? But you know, it turns into like this competition thing amongst people. Like, yeah, you know, I want this, I got this nigga over here, so this bitch she gonna go get this nigga right here. Now we compete. Ain't nobody happy, but she sticking with him, and and she's sticking with him just so they can keep competing with their raggedy-ass relationships, you know what I mean? And it'd be like, what the fuck? What the fuck is all this for? You know what I mean? Like, shit, just be single and mingle. That's what I say, shit. Be single and fucking mingle. All that
relationship. See, I'm the opposite. I'm that bitch. As they say, here we go. Here's the opposites. Because I'm the bitch who said, you know what? I'm older. I ain't got no problem saying, y'all know I put my age out there real quick. You know, but it comes to a certain point. I'm serious. It comes to a certain point in your life where you say, you know what? I'm tired of playing games. I want to settle down. I want the motherfucker who's going to, you know, come out here and give me what I want. You know,
well,
now I may take longer.
I mean, all women want that. I would think all people would want that all together, but everybody is so caught up in other things. You know what I'm saying?
I think everybody really caught up right now with this. If I hear one more motherfucker say, it's 2013, this is a different time, okay, but see, last time I checked, men and women were still the same. You know, I don't care if it's 1913, 1813,
and no matter how much shit we talk, we still be sensitive crybabies.
you know what? I got a caller, so I think somebody want to ask a question. You know, so okay. I want to take this caller because I guess, you know what, the caller probably said, these bitches talking shit and they getting ready to mail bash. But we're not mail bashing. We're talking about relationships. But you know what? It's always good to take perspective from somebody else. That's why I said we have a girl's conversation. So let me take this call and find out what's going on. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Miss V and Kelly Dreams. What's going on?
What's up? What's up? What's up, ladies?
What's up, baby?
Oh, man. Now, first, I want to know, when do y'all even know who this is?
I know who it is. I know exactly who it is.
This sounds
this is
the CEO.
This sounds like Anthony.
Exactly. There we go. Now, I was here eating my dinner, right? You know, and I just had to call. I just had to call because I got to say, a lot of what y'all say is definitely true. You know, yeah, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know, it's like, it goes on both ends, because now you got a lot of females who are acting like these dudes and stuff like that, and you got a lot of these dudes who, like, they actually are genuine, you know, these are old, you know, hopeless romantic dudes, but out because, like, yeah, a lot of females, what happened to the good man, they either gay or dead. Nah, a lot of them are out there, but they just ain't fucking with you. You know,
that's true.
Yeah. Because your girl be the drama, so they figure if your girl's the drama, you're drama since you surround yourself with it, or you done made it to where they feel no one can just take back from you because you're busy out here, you know, talking about there ain't no good man left. Well, if there ain't no good man left, you don't see what's in front of you, then I guess you're not just not a good woman, or you're just blind, you know. Mm-hmm. So you got some that a lot of women have turned to dogs, like me, for example, you know. I was a hopeless, you know, I've always been a hopeless romantic, but I was a hopeless romantic, you know, all the way until, like, in my 20s, when I got married to my ex-wife. And so when I was in the Marine Corps or something like that, you know, she was a struggling black woman or something like that. Kids, big mother. You know, so, you know, I was like, no, what, yo, let me bring you into my life. Let me show you that I don't like struggle because I was raised by a single woman. And my father wasn't there, so let me show you and your kids a good life. Let me show y'all the black American dream. It goes a house, it goes two cars, your front yard, backyard, shit, we two dogs, you know, what else can we ask for? No, you know, money in the bank. But then that bitch went around and was doing, and then it just gonna kill me because, like, the shit is dead. But like, life is perfect. You can't say nobody cheating because, you know, like, her making go, well, I feel you're cheating, which, yeah, after a while, we suffer, you know, a lot of people, they say that because, you know, they doing it themselves and shit, because it's like, I'm either on pace from motherfucking 0-500 to all the way to the fucking night and shit like that, and then having to leap from there with dirt covering me, grease covering me, all type of shit, back to the house, just to find that my house is dirty, no food's been cooked for her kids, you know, then again, that's when I found out she couldn't cook for shit. You know,
oh my God.
The kids. Yeah. And all the other shit, you know. And I'm looking like, wow. So when I started speaking out about it, I was the wrong brother. You know, then all of a sudden all the lies start coming out, you know, to make her look, you know, like she was in the skin. Like, oh, yeah, he's a doll. He's seen all me. But yeah, because the whole shoe's doing it. You know, long story short, shit like that, caught her ass in the ass, shit like that. I got the bread, you know, pulled her ass in the pit against the shit. And 4 months later, I come out, my 3 bank accounts are drained. My mortgage on my house hasn't been paid for. Now, let me just say, I'm a 20-year-old at this time. Not many 20-year-olds have this shit, you know. So, like, accounts drained. One car, got repoed and shit because she didn't pay the car note. And it's all my money. You know, my money's in the account. You know, it's a joint account. It's just when she's able to take money and, you know, pay whatever it should be paid for. But at the end of the day, me getting screwed like that and then her screwing around and then putting all this type of bullshit on me to where my neighbors, they're like, yo, what she told us about you was totally different than what we see now. I'm like, what? Like, wow. And it's like, it's females like that that kind of fuck shit up, because then you got good dudes who say, yo, fuck a relationship, yo, let's just do this, let me go get this ass, and, you know, let me continue about, you know, my round and shit like that, you know, and if I fall in love, I fall in love, but if I don't, oh, well, I don't care. But it's kind of, you know, it's kind of fucked up, but, you know, there's a reaction to every action, you know, and I hate that shit. I ain't gonna lie, shit, I hated relationships for like 2 fucking years. I was just fucking in nothing. You know, I give a shit. You know, then, you know, I finally met somebody, and then I was like, okay, cool. But then that person taking me around to the shit. I said, fuck it, I fuck love. Find somebody again. We went through 4 to 5 years off and on of bullshit, but I stayed in it for the kids. Now, there's a lot of, you know, y'all correct me if I'm wrong and shit like that. But a nigga who's willing to go through that shit just to make sure his kids are good and still try to love you as much as possible and freaking, you know, make sure he provides for you and shit like that and put up with the bullshit. You know, shit. Last I checked, that was a good ass fucking man.
They just don't know what they got on their face.
Yeah.
But you know, at the end of the day, people don't know what they got.
Yeah, but it will tell you that as soon as a girl looks at you and says something, as soon as the female girl looking at him like, you know, looking at the dude and be like, yo, damn, like, yo, you got it good. All of a sudden, no, because he does it. It's like, yo, why are you throwing dirt on my name because you're afraid that your girl sees what you're fucking up on?
Well, see, that's when you tell your girlfriends to shut the fuck up, and this is where, and I'm going to interrupt you on that. With women, you know, and see, this is the example I was saying, because, see, while you motherfuckers earlier were probably saying she male bash, and remember, I said, I'm talking about people in general. I've kept it clear tonight. Yeah. This is about men and women, and this is an example of a bitch who was out there fucking around on a guy. You're not one, but a couple. You know, I don't know, we don't know the whole situation with any relationship, but what I can tell you is that for all y'all who say that I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, most of my listeners are either my age or younger, and life is a fucking experience on a daily basis. I can tell you, I don't have fucking girlfriends no more. I used to have girlfriends. I might have one good friend, because I could tell you, a bitch who is miserable, that term, miserable as company, I don't know how men react. I know that when women are fucking miserable in their relationships, and if they are a bitch who can gossip and run their mouth, if your relationship even got any little problems in it, that bitch will be the first one to tell you, fuck that motherfucker, fuck this. They don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
You only know what's going on, but they know what you're telling them. And it might be a small snippet of what you're telling. You might not be telling how you cussed this motherfucker out 20 damn times, and that's why he did some of this shit. You know,
exactly.
You only talk about how he ain't shit on this part.
Exactly.
You know, you might not talk about how this happened. You always talking about just what he said. So this is an example of it. So I tell everybody, you know, when I came in tonight talking about non-committed relationships, it goes both motherfucking ways. But, you know, you guys have
it
to
does.
Listen and understand.
I'm scared of relationships, though. I swear to God.
I got got another caller. So, Anthony, I want to thank you for calling in. I'm going to put you on hold, sweetie, because I guess people are like my conversation, or maybe they just want me to shut the fuck up the night they figure they'll call in. I'm going to put you on hold, though. Y'all know I just call it the way it is, you know. But I'm going to come back to you, but see, I don't want to have like a five-way conversation. I know some shows you'll hear 40 or 50 people talking. I don't do that on my show because I want everybody to be able to say what they got to say when I got a guest on, and my guest has presence over everybody. So I'm going to put you on hold, Anthony. Is that cool?
Oh, shit. I'm good.
Okay.
My chicken.
Damn, the chicken. Oh, I love it. Hey, sweetie, you're on the air with Miss V and Cali Dreams. What's going on, baby?
Hi, Miss V. This is Randy. I talked with you on another show before. And,
hi, Randy. I know exactly who you are, Randy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. How you doing? I know you said, damn, this bitch just got excited all over your voice. Yeah, I almost came, Randy.
Oh, my God. Yes, you probably, yeah. I'm a little nervous. This is my first time calling your show.
You know, I finally found your show.
The
radio, I know that you're not talking about being nervous. I can't believe you're talking about being nervous as much as I hear you on other shows. Seriously,
okay.
Randy?
Seriously,
nah, I know you're there.
I'm not nervous. But I would like to say something about and you put on a good topic about committed relationships. I can tell you about the worst committed relationship I ever had in my lifetime.
Let's hear.
I have
and
a worse one.
I'm going to hear from the guys because everybody thinks it's just us women who had these problems.
Yeah,
go ahead,
this is great.
This relationship happened, if I remember this well, in 2002. I met a young lady. Actually, she's close to my age. Anyway, we were in a committed relationship. We were having some fun. We were having a few laughs, having a few drinks, getting to know each other for a couple of months. And sometimes we get a little sort of like hanky panky in the bedroom. Sometimes, but the one thing that sort of like makes me really upset, and believe me, I have cried. There's nothing wrong with a man crying. But I love this person. Then all of a sudden, I had to find out from a neighbor person that she likes women. In other words, she's been fucking with my mind for the past year or so.
Okay, wait a minute. Does she just like women, or she like dick and pussy? Can we get a clarification on that one?
clarification: she likes pussy more than dick.
Oh, okay.
She was just sort of like fucking with me.
Because I was
and
trying
that made
to
me
say, up, you know.
I got to admit, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to bullshit around because I know you're a straight ahead type person, as I heard from your show tonight. I cried. I was upset. I love this person. I love this person. And since then, I just thought, hey, you know what? I'm going to give up on women altogether. But unfortunately for me, that wasn't the case. But now in a better relationship now, a much better relationship, I just want to know what you're feeling about that.
You know what? First of all, the bitch should have came out and told you how, you know, I'm straight up, you know. You done heard me say it all night long. If you come out and say what the fuck you want, if all you want to do is to fuck around or you want to be friends with benefits, say that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But if you come out and
say
you want that committed relationship and this bitch, and if she listening, okay, you a bitch. I don't know you, so I'm calling you a bitch, not in a nice term
yeah.
right now. I have two
right.
types of bitches. Cali Dreams is my bitch, and she cool. She's, you know, but this bitch I'm talking about, you have earned the term. This is the, I'm rolling my head talking about you. I got the black girl
right.
rolling my head syndrome going on right now. This bitch is off her rocker because if you like pussy more than you like dick and
uh-huh.
you need a man on and you don't tell him, listen, you know what, babe? I really just want to lick some fucking pussy. But because I got a family who think that I like dick, she should have told you, you know what, for images in my family, for what image she's trying to portray, that you really just arm candy for her so motherfuckers don't know she gay, because it sounds like an undercover gay bitch to me. You know, where she likes...
Yeah, that's all I did.
She likes pussy, but she don't want nobody to really know it, so she's trying to sneak and do it.
Yeah.
And she's using you to hold on. What I think about this shit, I think the bitch should be called out. Not on my show, because, you know, I ain't blasting nobody tonight. But, you know, I would, there used to be a website out there, and it was, they had it set up both ways, but it was called don'tdatehimgirl.com. I put a lot of motherfuckers on blast on that website in about 2005 and 2006, because if I thought you was a gay motherfucker, I put you on there. I put it out there, and people respond because you never know what these people are doing. I think they still up. I'm not sure, but they also have one, don'tdateherboy.com. So it's like don'tdatehimgirl.com and don'tdateherboy.com. They may or may not still be up, but that's one way to put a motherfucker on blast. I tell them it never hurts to blast a person on Facebook. I quit doing it. I've grown up. I'm mature now, as you can tell. But,
but I mean, I was so, like, pissed off. I was
Randy, I hear it. Put that bitch on blast. I mean, because you're still hurt now. And even though you're no longer with her, that was some fucked up shit. When a bitch or a nigga or a motherfucker hurt you like that, you know, see, y'all done made me really go there. I don't normally go there. But when they hurt you like that, you got to put them on blast. I mean, if you want to hear something, ask my ex-husband. We ain't been together for 24 fucking years, and I put that motherfucker on blast every goddamn chance I get. $27,000, you still owe me in child support, motherfucker. So I'm still, you know. My son will be 25 this year. I'm still waiting on child support. So, yeah, when a person hurts you like that, in order to get out your system, and I'm not a psychiatrist, so for all you damn sociologists and psychiatrists out there, don't put me on blast. I will fucking take my political science degree and put you on blast with yourself. I'm saying, from the standpoint of a person who has been fucking hurt, put that bitch on blast. Get it out your system, you know. If you got to sit here and write a letter to her new fucking mate and let them know, put that bitch on blast, because once you get it out your system, you'll be good to go, Randy. You know, get that hurt up out of you, you know, or take a picture and drive over that shit a few times. If you still got anything about her, you know, it's all emotional. I know y'all say, yeah, but I'm running on emotion, because you know what? The best way to get a person out your fucking system is to do something to them. Like one motherfucker, I sued him, and I put the pictures of him fucking me on his garage so his wife could see, because I didn't know he was married. See, I'm a bitch who pissed me off, and I find out about it, I put you on blast. His wife called me a tramp, but I asked her how my fucking pussy tastes, since her husband was fucking and licking me on holidays. You know, so put the bitch on. And you know, once it gets out your system, though, because, see, every now and then I think about, damn, this motherfucker was married and didn't tell me, and I was with him for all this time. But then when I think about nothing, I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall when them motherfuckers pulled up to their garage, because they lived in a ranch house, and I put the pictures on the garage door and on the door. So they never saw it. And I had pictures of him fucking me. So I had his dick going in my pussy up on the garage.
Oh, my God.
8x10.
Wow.
So I'm telling you, y'all say I'm wrong, but see, you get that shit out. Like I said, another guy, I put him on don'tdatehimgirl.com. I sent a letter to his motherfucking mama, okay? I got her his mama's address, because I found out he liked dick. You know, he kept telling me he was straight. He said, but he didn't tell me he liked dick too, and he liked dick without a condom. Guess what? Found out every single website he was on, I sent that shit to his mama, okay? And that's all about her. Oh, but you know what? Once I got out of my system, I was good. I was like, okay, we good now. Now, men don't always react on emotion like that, but that's what I do.
I should have thought of that 10 years ago. Really. I should have thought of that idea. That's a very good idea. I should have never thought of that.
Which one?
Well, putting the pictures of me. I mean, what you just said. I should have thought of that idea.
Oh, the pictures of me and him fucking.
Yeah.
Oh, I love. You know what? See, I tell people I'm probably the most worst bitch to ever piss off. That's probably why my current man don't have no pictures of me, because he know what I did to the last.
Okay.
I'm serious. I got video too. See, I dropped a video in the mail to his wife too. So
right.
And that was me and him fucking another chick. So I got him like beating down on me and her. I dropped that shit in the mail.
So are they still married? I just want to know.
I don't know. I've been trying to find out because, see, I still have a pending lawsuit against him for the money that he owes me. Oh, and the best way to get back at a person is sue they ass. Sue them and win. Because they're not going to show up in court.
Yeah,
so I'm there.
Let me ask you. I'm a spiteful bitch.
Let me ask you another question. If I were to say, I said to myself that day, I said, I give up on women. I said, give up on women completely just because of that incident. Is that sort of like, how should I put it, a mistake on my part, her part, or?
There's never any mistakes in decisions you make. They're learning experiences, Randy. And what I would tell you is that on that particular day, you felt bitches wasn't shit. Therefore, why not give up on us? Hell, you had to take a break. You had to find out, did you really want to deal with this, or did you want to go get you a fucking blow-up doll, which is available at my website, thetoylady.com? Y'all knew I had to get the plug in.
But fortunately, I have not given up on women. I love women. And that's why I have a great relationship with another woman who I've known for 4 years.
It's my question is she blowing you every day, Randy? Is she blowing you?
Yes.
Okay, then you know what? Do she like pussy?
Oh, well, you're happy.
No, she don't like pussy.
She don't like pussy at all. You did a background check on that one.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I did a background check. Actually, she did a background check on me first.
Oh. My type of girl, I ain't mad at her. Shit, can I get her name?
Okay.
She did a background on my... She did a background check on my black ass.
Hey.
Okay.
I ain't mad at her.
But,
so, Randy,
but we,
I got to thank you for calling in, though.
Oh, you're welcome. I'll listen to your show. I was, now that I finally find your number, I will listen to your show and call in your show every week. I just marked that on my calendar.
Well, you know what? I love having fun. I just keep it real. I have real conversations. And you never know what the hell is going to come out of my mouth. Oh, and Randy, since this is your first time listening to my show, you know I come at the end of every show, right? And
yes.
When I say I got my toy, my Evolve. For those of y'all who's like, okay, this bitch, don't tell me my battery's ran dead. Oh, there you go. If y'all hear that, this is my new toy. I'm loving this bitch. This is my G-Stop vibrator, so I'm going to have fun with this tonight.
I hear that.
And at the end of every show, I come. I do. I come every week. So I'm a happy bitch every Tuesday. I might not be happy the rest of the week, but on Tuesday night, bitch comes hard.
Oh, by the way, I am following you on Twitter.
You are?
I am following, so you should get a follower request from me.
Okay, because I say welcome. You must have recently followed me. That I send you. Normally, anybody who follow me, I try to go in at least once a day or twice a day, and I'll say welcome, new followers. Did I say welcome to you?
Mm-hmm.
I did. You kind of
no, not yet. You didn't do it yet.
Okay, but when I say welcome to you, let me know so I can follow you. Because, see, that way I can fuck with you really on Twitter, and you can, like, see some of my nonsense.
Okay, I will do that. That's not a problem.
And you hear my craziness. You know, I just have a conversation with my guests. Oh, you know what, Randy? Did you have a question for Callie? Because we just, you know, Callie, I'm sorry, baby. You know, we done got on to the non-commitment. But I guess they're like this topic.
Let me ask Callie, something?
This is Callie Dream. Sexiness.
Callie Dream. Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
Okay. Is this the situation that I just had? Did this sort of thing ever happen to you in life?
Not in your porn life, Callie. Your personal life.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, you're lucky. You are so lucky. I mean, you sound like a beautiful person. You are a beautiful person.
That was crazy. I'm not into girls, so I wouldn't. That would have never been me.
Oh, I just wanted to find. This is the first time I heard of you. What is your website so I can sort of like check it out?
It is CallieDreams.com. It's Callie with a K.
Callie with a K. Oh, okay.
Yeah, dreams. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I would definitely check that out.
Thank
you. Randy, you have to listen to some of my old shows because you could come with me like during the week. Like, if you get bored, you can listen to some of my other shows, and if you feel like coming, because I come at the end of every show.
Come at the end of every. I would love. I mean, I, by the way, I love that orgasm you gave on. Orgasm you gave the first time I heard you. I mean,
I'll take a show.
Yeah, that really
they
got me off.
They talked me into
real.
Doing that. I wasn't, you know, I was just calling in to show some love, and they caught me off guard, you know.
Yeah. But you, but she's taking, she's something. Uh-huh. But I will listen to your, I will definitely listen to your orgasm after the show tonight. That is, if you let me.
Oh, everybody's allowed to listen. I tell everybody, go lube up, you know, come with me. Last week was good because I had Destiny Dream on with me, and maybe Callie would do it with me. Last week, Destiny came with me, so I had Destiny Dreams on the show, and me and her came together. She pulled out her toy, I had my toy, and we came together. Oh, that was so good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe we'll start a little phone sex thing in the next few months. Maybe I'll have somebody on the air when I'm coming and make it even more interesting. It's a thought.
Hey, I mean, hey, you got a sexy voice. Hey, I mean, I saw your picture. You got a nice ass. I gotta say that. I saw your picture on Facebook. You got a nice ass.
Okay, are you sure you didn't see Callie on Facebook?
No, not Facebook. Twitter, sorry.
I meant Twitter. You know
I meant Twitter. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's nothing wrong because I have Callie's picture on my Facebook page right now because of me promoting the show. So, you know, her ass is out there, too. So I had to make sure that, you know, when people say I got a nice ass, because I always have my guest ass out there. So
yeah.
I don't take anything away from my guest, you know, because if you saw my guest ass, I want to make sure the right ass got credit. But,
on my
Twitter page,
I saw your ass. I saw your ass. It was beautiful. You got back, baby.
Thank you.
Sorry.
You know what? My trainer, I keep trying to tell her, you know, where some people get them injections or whatever, that's called spending your money on a fucking personal trainer who beats your ass. I love my trainer. She got me doing squats. That, you know what, I can't even call her a bitch because that's like derogatory of her, and she doesn't really cuss. So I got to say, my little short petite trainer, I'm not going to say her name because, you know, of her job and everything, but she know me, we worked on that ass because I was getting a little flabby, and I was like, this is my job. I got to have my ass. And she's like, people are buying toys. They're not looking at your ass. I was like, yes, they are. So that is, she had me squatting the hell out of that ass. I'm still squatting. So thank you for the compliment.
You kidding? Yeah, I like that. I mean, now that I got you, now that I have your name on your show on my calendar every Tuesday night.
I love it when people put me. Wow.
Yeah.
Are you
I mean, every
Exotica? You know, I'm so excited. I love Exotica. So where are you at, Randy? Because, you know, I got to know when I can see some of my fans. Cause
I'm in Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, then that means, oh, come on, then you've got to come to Exotica Edison, New Jersey. October 3rd through the 5th, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
I think
come.
It's October 4th through the 6th.
Okay. Whatever days, I'm going to be there. So you've got to come.
I gotta come, yeah.
You've got to come because I'm going to be there, and I got Mini-Me coming with me. Everybody, you get a chance to see me. Seriously, it's my Mini-Me. That is my other half at Tata Beauty, and she is going to be there, and we're going to have fun. Oh, we're going to have so much fun, and I'll be broadcasting live, and we still haven't gotten the word if I'm doing any seminars there, but I'm going to have fun. I love doing Exoticas, so I'll have all my toys there and everything, and hopefully I'll have something else that I can't talk about right now.
Mm-hmm.
CEO So Sincere, you know what I'm talking about. I know you're listening, baby. But, you know, hopefully that's out there. You know, once I get the official word, then I'll know if that'll be out there. But, yeah, you got to come see me. I'm going to have fun.
Yeah. It's not that far.
And I'll be broadcasting live. So I love it when I get to. I'll be 3 days live from Exotica, New Jersey. So I did it from Atlantic City in April. So, yeah, because then you'll see when I'm on the air, and you'll see, like, all my hilariousness. And I'm just as crazy in person as I am on the air. Especially when people walking around.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, people cover their face when I'm on the air in person. I had people walking past, and a chick, I was like, hey, how you doing? I was like, I was talking to her, and I was like, you know you're on the radio. And she covered her face like people could see. I was like, oh, don't worry, baby. Can't nobody see you sucking that dick. You know? She had a big sucking dick.
Oh, by the way, Miss V, what would you think of my little orgasm, actually a big orgasm on second show? Did you hear that part?
I can't remember if I did, but so many people was coming. Oh, yeah, I did hear because you was like towards the end. Oh, my God. You motherfuckers are crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Damn. That shit is crazy. See, that's the shit that makes. And see, I'm not one for nobody squirting on my chest and shit, but that shit would have made me say, bitch, just put that shit all over my chest and rub it in. You know, I need a new facial on my chest. I'm not a face person. So I would have been like, you know, rub it up, baby. Rub it in.
I just love it when you did your thing. Say, oh, like you were cursing and, oh, you were cursing and doing your thing. I mean, I said, oh, my God. Let's just say I came twice that night. Once for you, I came once for you, and once for Seika. I came twice that night.
Thank you. You know, you guys are like gonna make me blush. I gotta get back to my guest though, Randy. But oh my God,
no problem.
You got me excited and everything. You know, me and Callie get back to talk, girls. And see, this is the one place where you could like eavesdrop in on my conversations because I have girl talk. I don't do interviews. We just have girl talk.
It's not a problem.
I want to thank you for calling in, and you know now I know who to fuck with. I'm gonna really fuck with your ass. You don't know.
I guess I'll just stay up, listen to the rest of the show, and can't wait for your orgasm.
Thank you, Randy.
You're welcome.
Okay, Callie. You know we down. You know shit. We done had a good conversation. I get people all involved. That's probably why I can never do a real
interview.
It's hard to do an interview because everybody got input. But I love it. Oh, my God. So what? Let's take like a little bitty break. And when I say little bitty, because if I don't pay this bill, then we're going to have a problem. But I'm not even going to put you on hold. We just got to do this one little thing because I got to get this out there so people remember. And you guys, remember, you're listening to V's After Dark, where everyone comes.
Atlanta, are you ready to learn the art of foreplay? Sunday, September 15th, for one day only, Miss V, the Toy Lady, will be at the Courtyard Hotel, downtown Atlanta, to teach you the art of foreplay without sex. Each attendee will receive a free gift and a chance to win a one-day VIP pass to Exotica in Edison, New Jersey, October 4th through the 6th. Tickets are available at thetoylady.com. /events. That's thetoylady.com. Space is limited to 50 people, so reserve your spot today.
Yes, had to get that bill paid. You know, got to get that commercial in there.
Got to get that bill paid. Mandatory.
So what? Tell me, Callie. You know, now I got to go back to little interview mode just for a second. What's getting ready to happen with Callie? What's coming up that we don't know about? Let me in on the dirt. What secrets you got coming up? You know, you could tell me. It's just me, you, and a few thousand people.
Well, actually, I'm currently I'm in Atlanta shooting a new DVD right now. Lots of nastiness. We got some good shit coming out. I have a calendar. I'm also the model of X-rated energy drink.
Rated X energy? Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's totally cool. Like, we're working on some reality show stuff, too, over here. You know,
see, I want to be a sidekick with somebody on a reality show. Just bring me in as the crazy bitch.
Well, look, hey, we can always use a crazy girl. Everybody loves crazy girls, you know.
See, I want to be the sexiest crazy girl. I want to be the one who all I talk about is fucking with toys and getting everybody to use toys.
Well, you know, see, the thing is, it's going to be a lot going on because this reality show is going to be on ExciteMeTV.com, and it's going to be like the day in the life of, you know, porn stars, strippers, you know, escorts, you know, just every kind of woman in the entertainment industry that's getting money. You know, we go on behind the scenes and we gonna reveal a whole bunch of good stuff.
Oh yeah,
guys.
I need to be down there with y'all. Shit. Let me, y'all hear me?
Yeah,
my phone,
yeah,
like,
it goes
yeah, you
down.
Know, the toy lady.
Yeah, it goes the fuck down around here. Yeah, we don't play. It goes down. So, you know, and I also have a calendar coming out with a couple of my cool friends, you know, Vita Valentine, Envy Star, you know, working on a couple of great things. So, you know, stay tuned. Stay tuned because the Cali Dreams Experience is going to be turned up so high 2014, you know, you're going to need some earphones, some ear protectors, something, because we come to turn the shit out, period. Lots of dick sucking, bitches fucking, it's going down. And if y'all sleeping on my parties, don't sleep on my parties. We have the best parties. Cali Dreams has the best parties, man. We out here, all the porn stars, all the girls, we turn up, and it goes down. So whenever y'all see us tweeting about any kind of party, and if Cali Dreams is going to be in the building, you know you need to be there. And that's it.
Oh, my goodness.
You know
you
need to be there, period.
Well, I got to take you to the V-spot, because the V-spot is where I take all my guests every week. And you never know what the hell is going to come out of my mouth at the V-spot. This is where I get all up in your business. Not that I am all up all night, but I'm really getting ready to get up in your business. Some of these questions you already asked, but I don't have a set format. And for whatever reason, whenever I do this, people normally flip the script on me. I end up getting asked the question, but I'm cool with that. But are you ready to go to the V-spot?
Let's go.
Okay. Well, we already know that you don't like girls, but what is the, where's the most wildest place that you've ever had fucking sex?
Oh, wow. At a horse ranch in Oakland, in the hills, in the ranch part, the barn part where the horses are. Yeah.
Was you on the horse?
No, we was on the hay.
I'm like, damn, you know, fucking
no.
On a horse, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, we was getting it in. Yeah, you know, I mean, that was some crazy shit. It's nothing like almost getting caught, though. That's always the best, you know.
Wow. Okay, my next question for you is, are you a voyeur, or do you like being the one who's, wait a minute, are you a voyeur, or do you like being watched?
I'm a voyeur.
Oh, you like watching?
Yeah, wow. I do. I'm a watcher. Mm.
You a watcher?
Yeah.
And in every single guest, which I always miss it, but I have to always get in, what is your favorite toy, if you have one? Sex toy.
Oh, you want to know what my favorite? Hip tongue.
Ooh, see, that's
my favorite sex toy.
Well, you know, I don't sell his tongue. Okay.
You know, I mean, you can't lose. Like, what do you mean? You can't lose with his tongue.
I just sit on top of that shit, but.
You know, I'm just saying. And relax.
And y'all hear this. Look how quiet she got when she's talking about his tongue. She's like, she over there like, damn, I could come right now thinking about that tongue. The way she said it, the tongue, you know, like, get up there, ride that bitch. And I got one more crazy ass question for you. And shit, I can't even think. I tell y'all, I'll never know what the fuck is going to come out my mouth. I never know. I'll probably come back to it because I can't fucking think. I done found out what your favorite toy is, which is his tongue. Oh, wow. Oh, tell me about, you know what? Why, see, y'all know I get thrown off every week. If I had a script in front of me, I'd be fucked. How can people contact you? You know, give them your website and your Twitter and your Facebook and all them other great sites that you have.
Okay, yeah. Well, my website is Cali Dreams, Kali Dreams, XXX.com. My Facebook is Cali Dreams,
is The One. And my Facebook fan page is Callie Dreams X, just X, not triple X, just X. And my Twitter, Callie Dreams triple X, Callie Dreams Go Hard. Instagram, Callie Dreams Go Hard, you know, because I go hard. Tumblr, Callie Dreams triple X, you know, if you'd like to book me for anything, you have to contact So Sincere Entertainment, you know, so that'll be Anthony B, Twitter, at So Sincere ENT. Make sure y'all hit him up, you know, I'll dance, host, whatever the situation is, I don't care what it is, don't tweet me about it, don't ask me, contact him.
Wow, y'all heard that. She said don't contact her. Now, see, I'm the bitch who would get in trouble. I'm the one who would get in trouble because I'm the one who's always tweeting somebody, how can I get you on my show? That's what I do to people. No, but I do that shit. But see, when I do it, I don't do it out of disrespect. I do it because when I sit there and I, wow, you got a question in the chat room. Okay, I got to ask before I can even get there. See, that's why I love Joseph. Joseph is one of my followers on Twitter, and he's on the show every week. He was like, he wants to ask you, do you like having sex with black men, white men, or any other men?
Oh. I don't have a particular race, but it'd be more body stature for me. And I like tall men, you know, so tall men. Muscular build, you know, not too much muscles, but, you know, nice physique. That's more what I tend to lean towards. Because he can be black, he can be white. It doesn't make him a better lover, you know. Everybody can't fuck, and that's just bottom line.
At the end of the day, it's about fucking. And everybody can't eat a pussy, you know.
Everybody can't fuck, you know, just because you got a dick don't mean you know what to do with it. And just because she got a pussy don't mean she fucking you right. Hello.
And that's why some people are in the adult industry and people like myself just fantasize about it.
Yeah.
Or do them damn sex tapes that we post on fucking garages.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I wonder if I could sell that sex tape. Mm. Wow.
Hey, you should try.
Nah, you know what? I'm good with it. I like it the way it is because I'm very body conscious. I'm very, very body conscious. I just did a photo shoot and I was so body conscious that even though I liked the pictures, it was a check for me to get my ass on the treadmill even more. Lose some fucking weight. I hate this. It's like, bitch, you fat.
I can respect that.
You know,
yeah.
So. But it's always, you know what? It's always good to have them little black male tapes, though. You know, it's still in my vault.
It is.
And on my, it's on my vault, in my on my computer. See, pictures can never go away. So.
They cannot, because I have some. Ooh, I have some.
You know, so.
Yeah, I got some people that don't ever want this shit to come out, so. People, everybody be nice to me.
Some people just don't know. And other folks don't know that, you know, when you can't do a picture, just fuck up their car. You know, at the end of the day.
Oh, man.
Slash some fucking tires.
Yeah.
Especially if they got like tires $300 a piece. Do you know two fucking tires can cripple a person who ain't got no fucking money?
Well, girl, I need to be on my way over there to go get his tires in, because, honey, that nigga.
Yeah, because, see, motherfuckers who drive trucks, this is what y'all don't realize. You drive a fucking truck. If you drive a big-ass fucking truck, your tires are costing about $300 a fucking tire. And the best way to get a motherfucker, and I know y'all saying I'm telling people how to commit crimes. No, I'm just telling you how to get back at a motherfucker. You don't let the air out. What you do is you get you an ice pick, and you do the side of the tire, because they cannot repair the side of the tire. I know y'all said these bitches on a bitter-ass move this week. And then what you do, and I don't know if this is true, but I was listening to a radio show a few years ago that said you don't do two tires. You threw three fucking tires because the insurance company won't pay for it if you do three. This is what a chick said. Yeah. I think I was listening to what show? I think before Steve Harvey got really politically correct, I think the chick called into his show. You know, a lot of these shows that used to be not politically correct, and then when they got politically correct, you couldn't listen to them no more. I think it was on his show that the chick called in and said about slashing the tires, about doing three of them. Because I think she was talking to Cousin wow. Tommy about it. I don't know how true that is, though, but that's what I heard.
So, that's good to know.
I know y'all said tonight is the advice show. This is the bitter bitch show tonight. No, it's not. Okay,
hey,
now
this is a real shit. It's a real talk.
I got it. Well, you know, and you're welcome, Joseph. And, and for everybody who's listening, my chat room opens up like about 10 minutes before my show. So even though I'm not up in the chat room, you guys can sign in and y'all can talk with each other because I'm normally preparing for the show. So, like, 10 to 15 minutes before my show starts every week, the chat room is open. So if you ever want to know, like, what my guests are saying or if my guests are nice enough, they go up in the chat room, they might chat with you before the show so you never know what's going on. And then remember, you can always call the show at 646-716-8041. But I got to get this one thing in because I had something funny happen this week. I won't say what happened, but I'm going to say this because – it's just amazing how people do shit and they don't know who knows who. When your motherfucking ass got a profession that don't require, like, a love, how can I, I'm trying to put this tactfully, because I want to be a bitch and I can't call this person out because then I would be calling out somebody else who don't need to be called out. I'm going to put it this way. If your motherfucking ass know that you done did dirt, that you done pissed off people in motherfucking different states, and you go and blow up their fucking Twitter page with some bullshit because they not doing what you want when they want them to, understand, that's why your ass got blocked. It wasn't me. Just so y'all know, I ain't blocked nobody this week. I very seldom block people. But the shit was kind of funny. I was talking, and it was like, oh, my God, how the fuck do you piss off somebody in another goddamn state with your bullshit on Twitter? Twitter fucking stalkers, Facebook stalkers, quit that shit because motherfuckers will block you. A lot of people are on Twitter and Facebook for business. I'm on there for business. I do talk to my fans. I do conversate. But, you know, when you start talking bullshit that makes my business look bad, normally what I do is just ignore you. But I can tell you that after a conversation I had, I can't believe how people are stalking people on social networking. And that's why I'll call people social networker stalkers. When you say stuff that you don't realize, or like for the person, and guy, if you're listening to me, I forgot your name and I really don't want to put you on blast, but the person who sent me for my Skype ID and I told you that I only do business via Skype and you was like, send me your ID, that's why you didn't get my fucking ID, you know. My Skype, I do a lot of business on Skype. I conduct interviews on Skype. I deal with my employees on Skype. I do not do anything in the adult industry. I sell toys. That's what I do. I'm part of the adult industry on the toy side, you know, and I conduct seminars. If you're not talking about booking me for a seminar in your city and paying for my money to come there or booking me for experience in a club, don't think that you're going to Skype with me. I'm not doing that. This is business for me. And I know you guys say, well, you are on Skype, you're this, you're that. I still have a private life. I still have a business to run. And just like Callie Dreams, just because she's responding to you on Twitter or on Facebook, she still has a business that she's running. And I'm asking all you guys to respect the different people that you talk to, especially when they see that they're in the adult industry or a musician or whomever. Everybody has a private life. Some of us are more public than others. But give that respect, because at the end of the day, you wouldn't want nobody talking about, let me holler at you and you ain't never met her. I'm sorry, I just had to get that out of here. You over there rolling like, who done pissed you off? But yeah, you know. But I had to talk about those different cyber stalkers, you know. It's not cool. And, you know, I have at least once a month where someone says, how can I meet you? How can I go on a date with you? So, for one, you can't go on a date with me there. I'm going to be very polite, but that's why I make public appearances. You know, you could come see me in public. It's no disrespect, but there's a lot of crazy-ass people out there. Seriously.
And people just don't get it.
You know, and
people just don't get it.
Just because we're, like, public
figures, get dangerous.
You know, I'm not going to agree to meet you. I'm going to be nice to you, but that's why I do exoticas. That's why I'm in Vegas at, you know, AVN. That's why I do seminars, because I'm giving you an opportunity to see me otherwise where you wouldn't see me. You know, that's why when Callie Dreams is making club appearances, that's why she's doing that, to interact. She's not doing it to become your new girlfriend. Now, true enough, I have met quite a few adult stars at different events, and now I talk to them on a regular basis. But my position is different. You know, I'm not dating these people. You know, we have evolved from me seeing them at an event to, hey, you know, now we may talk on different levels. These are people who I ask advice from sometimes. But you won't see me out there talking about, yo, I just talked to so-and-so on the phone, and this is what they said, unless I'm using it on my show, you know. Now, sure, if we're talking about sex, it's coming on my show. Or bad blowjobs. Speaking of bad blowjobs, Callie, what is the worst? Have you ever gotten somebody who just couldn't eat your pussy right?
Oh, no, because I'm very picky on the talent that I allow to do that. So I have been very fortunate and have been very pleased by my fellow mates.
So where do you currently call home? I mean, are you still in Oakland, or are you an East Coaster now? What's going on?
Yeah. I'm in Atlanta, so that's my headquarters now. Atlanta to D.C., between the two, you can catch me.
Wow, yep. See, she done went from the West Coast to the East Coast. Now, that's what you call transcontinental or cross-country.
Hello.
You know what, y'all, anybody who sends me a message talking about, I don't know what I'm talking about, understand. At least I've been outside Detroit, okay? So if I said transcontinental and that's not correct, don't send me an email talking about that was wrong. I don't need to be corrected on.
You know,
okay?
Somebody gonna send you an email.
You know what people do? I get emails about that wasn't correct. You should have said this. Okay, at least I knew how to speak. You know, everybody's not a bitch and an asshole. You know, and sometimes I do kind of mess up on my terminology. Y'all have to remember, just because I have an edumacation doesn't mean I don't sit with a book in front of me every day. I just don't, you know. I know when to speak politically correct, but, you know, I don't always remember how to do it. Oh, my God. Hey, guess. Okay, you guys are going to think I'm crazy. Y'all know I can't read either, but this is guest 12608. Welcome to the show, baby. I know you're calling in. You got in the chat room the last 10 minutes, and, you know, you hearing us talk shit, which is what I do best. But I got to thank Callie, because I'm coming down to these last 10 minutes, and, you know, are you going to hold on while I come, or are you just going to or you going to come with me tonight? Uh-oh, I called her off guard with that one.
No, yeah, I would like to, you know, I have to get off this phone. I have homework with my son, so, you know, my motherly duties is tapping in.
And you know what, we're going to allow you to go back to your being a parent, and I'm going to say thank you for coming on to the show tonight, sweetie, and you know what, we got to have you back. When that website, when you get everything up, when the movies and everything get up, drop me a line and I'll bring you back on. You know, I love the blog that's currently up there. Drop me a line. Or you know, have your manager send me a message that she's gonna come back.
Well, let's do that. I'll keep in touch.
And thank you for coming on, everybody. This is Miss Callie Dreams.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure, everybody. Good night.
Good night. Oh, my God, everybody. That was so beautiful. And the sexy Cali Dreams. Wow, you know, we're down to the last 10 minutes of the show, and this is my favorite part. But I got to do my show wrap-up. I got to thank my guest, Cali Dreams, for coming on. And next week, I've got a very special guest. You know, guys know I have to take a break at least once a month, and I have to bring in some soul. I've got neo soul artist Angela Lynn Davis coming on. Now, if you've never heard her music, follow her on Twitter. Get a heads up. Listen to her. I'm going to have so much fun with Angela. And I've already got a chance to meet her, so she know I ain't got no damn good sense. So, yes, she will be going to the V-Spot. But you know what? Next week's show is going to be a really toned-down show. We're still working on if we're going to make it up into the studio. So she may actually be in person. But I've got to talk to another station about that. So you may have a really special treat next week. But September 2nd. I've got Mistress Thick coming on, and oh my God, I gotta talk to her because I still gotta get my foot massage from her slave. And the weeks after that, we still lining up guests. So, with that, you know, I got Angela Lynn Davis. So, if you guys want to hear some really good music, this sister can blow. Oh my God, she has a voice on her. I'll be playing a couple of her songs, you know. Like I said, I've had a chance. I don't always get a chance to meet my guests in person, especially when we're talking about my music artists. But I've got a chance to sit down and meet her and talk to her. And, oh, my God, I can't wait to have her on because we've been working on this for a couple of months to get her onto the show. So we're going to have fun next week. And like I said, then I got Mistress Stick coming on, and I got a few other guests coming in September. But, you know, the seminar my seminar series starts up. And you guys, if you want to see me in person, this is the one time. I'm going to be in Atlanta, Georgia, Sunday, September 15th, at the Courtyard Marriott downtown. These tickets can only be purchased at thetoylady.com/events. There will be two seminars that day, one at 1 in the afternoon. There are two different seminars. One is on foreplay. One is how to have a threesome without a third person, and those two seminars are going to be, like, really great seminars. This will be the first time in a couple of years where I'm back out there traveling the country doing this. If you want me to come to your particular city, you know, drop me a line at askmissv@thetoylady.com or on the website. If you go to thetoylady.com, that's thetoylady.com, instead of saying contact us, there's a button that says Ask Miss V. And all you do is click on that. And even if you got questions about the show or questions about sex, any questions you want, you can go there. And you can click on that box and you can type in what you want. If you want to know where I'm going to be at, what's coming up, the seminars page is available. You can see where I'm going to be at. It's just a lot going on. And this 2013 is turning out to be a really great year. And I'm like, wow, you know, the seminar series is taking off. You guys will be seeing me all over the country. Like I said, if you're listening and you want me to come to your city and I haven't been there or currently I'm not scheduled, you know, I tell you, shoot the email to Ask Miss V, because if there's enough people interested, I will be in that city. You know, the seminar series is really great. At every seminar, I do give away a free gift, and that's the beauty of it. You know, it's not many places that you can go where you say, hey, I got a gift. But this is where you get your gifts at. You know, and I give everybody a gift. And, you know, you get a chance to see me in person. And I do have a question-answer session at the end of that. So just like on the show, you get a chance to ask questions. You know, it's a more formal setting, but it's more of a question-answer. So I tell people, don't bring your children. Don't think that you're going to sit there and this is going to be me just yapping. You've got a two-hour session where you've got a little bit of introduction. You've got like an hour and a half of me actually telling you everything that's going on about that particular topic. Then we've got a 30-minute of question and answer where you get a chance to ask, you know, for the Atlanta series. you had to stay the entire seminar to be eligible for that one-day VIP pass to Exotica, New Jersey. All seminars require that you stay to the end to get the free gift that goes with it. So it's one of those things where, you know, it's well worth it. And with that, we're at the last 5 minutes, but to make sure that I do a good show wrap-up, you guys, I want you to sit back, pull out whatever you got to pull out, and take a listen, because I'm doing the demo of tonight's feature product, which is the Evolved Love Handle G-Spot Massager. Go to the homepage of thetoylady.com. That's D-A-T-A-Y. Oh, my God. Did I just spell this wrong? D-A-T-O-Y-L-A-D-Y.com. This is available for $60. The Evolved products, this is a 7-speed massager, so this is not just a massager. But I want you guys to sit back, listen, and have fun with me. And yes, I'm taking that up to some high speeds because y'all know I can't do nothing low. So I want you guys to listen with me and have fun. Ooh. Y'all said that was quick, but y'all know if I go through my whole thing, wow. Oh, and I'm still coming. Oh, shit. Well, you guys, I hope you guys have enjoyed my show. I got to really, really thank tonight's guest, the beautiful and the sexy at Cali Dreams. Oh, my God. Cali Dreams XXX. Got to have her back on. I want to thank everybody who called in, Randy. You know, thank you for being a new listener on the show. I got to thank, you know, everybody who listened and didn't get a chance to call in. Everybody in the chat room, I got to thank you. We had such a great show tonight. And, you know, without you guys, I wouldn't be able to have the show that I have. And I will be listening to, oh, my God, I'm saying listen. Come back next week where we're going to have another fabulous show. And until then, have a great night, everyone.